views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl and Linda Bott here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. 705 here on the 28th of September. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. And we have Linda here, of course, and Ashley at the helm. Good morning. Ashley's going to give us a fire update after the weather.
Good morning, everybody, on this Monday morning. Yes, we are all standing by. But at this point, our temperatures today should be around 100 degrees. Lots of sunshine. Of course, we know there will be smoke in the air, and overnight lows will be 64. Tomorrow calls for 98, and Wednesday calls for 102 with an overnight low of 67. Thursday is calling for 104 with an overnight low of 62, and 100 on Friday, 97 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday. That's a little bit of our forecast, but we know that we have fires in the area, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And let's go to Ashley, who is really just moment by moment.
Yeah. Ashley and Sue have been working this, and we're going to be on today, and as long as it takes. So we're all into a stay on if we have to.
Yeah.
For updates throughout the night.
Okay, so let's hear what's going on.
So we did just get an update, 15,000 acres and 0% containment on the Zog Fire as it moves east into areas of West Reading. So this includes Mealtown Road, Placer Road, north to Kanaka Lane, Diggins Way, and everything off of Diggins Way. Evacuations are in place. If you happen to be in the area, head to the Holiday Market off of Gas Point. That's the evacuation point. Red Cross there will help you get hotels situated and everything else that you need. But we are expecting north winds from 14 to 17 miles per hour in the area with gusts up to 24. That is actually down from the gusts we had yesterday. They were reporting a gust from 30 to 40 miles per hour. So, again, this is now at 15,000 acres, 0% containment, and moving toward Reading.
Yeah, and also, overnight, it exploded. It doubled in size. And the fact is you showed me something today that said perhaps, and I don't know if this is for sure, but you said it looks like the fire had gone through the cemetery up there.
Yeah, so the Veterans Cemetery is within the boundaries of the fire.
We don't know that happened.
We think of Igo area in that area, now I just looked up Diggins. Diggins is right off of Placer, and, of course, we've got good friends there on Texas Springs Road, and I'm looking at the how close that is, off of Placer. I'm trying to figure if that's Texas Springs, if the Placer is past, if Diggins is past Texas Springs.
It is.
So that's on Diggins, and everything, any road connected to Diggins, beginning at Placer, is that all of that is get out ASAP.
Yeah, it's being evacuated. We've had this set up for a couple of weeks. Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial, because it's hard to pin her down, and because she's so busy.
Happy.
They were so happy you're here because, my gosh, here it is.
How timely it is.
And now Judy's going to be able to address, the fires and what you should do if you're in those areas, and God forbid that something happens.
And I would encourage, while we have Judy here in this moment, if somebody needs a question or wants to call in to speak to the doctor, if you will, the doctor of insurance and all things, how you've helped other people who've lost their fire insurance or their companies have let them go who were in fire areas before. So do give a call at 605-4567. That's the hotline.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So where do you want to start off?
Well, first of all,
with those who are impacted exactly right now and getting evacuated and everything. Safety is first. You know, just get out and go to, like, they were talking about Holiday Market where the Red Cross is. That is a great resource.
At Gas Point Road. The Holiday Market right there.
That is a great place to start because they do have the resources with the Red Cross there. And they will be able to get you into housing or into hotels or whatever you need if you don't have family and friends. Because one of the first items on your policy that kicks in is loss of use. And so when you've had loss of use of your home, then they're the first dollars in a homeowner's policy and also in a renter's policy. So even if you're just renting, then loss of use is also coverage in your renter's policy too. So, you know, if you have time to grab your valuables, fine. But if not, your life is the most important thing. And so just go and make yourself secure. And
so that's important that you think, where can I go? You know, a lot of people have family and friends, but if you have insurance, you immediately call your insurance company. Tell them I was evacuated. I don't know when I can come back in. And they should tell you that at that point to go someplace and...
Their most thing is they're going to secure yourself. Secure yourself safely. And that's what I say. Red Cross, they're going to have resources. Or you can, you know, use your own resources and everything like that. But, yes, when you have secured yourself and you're safe... Then you can call your insurance company. You know, mainly get yourself safe first, and then call your insurance company, start a claim, and they will start giving you first dollars immediately.
Okay, all right. Well, that's important. And as we just said, Diggins Road, Milltown Road has just been given orders to evacuate in the last 45 minutes.
And of course,
and we are going to be here all day and into the evening, whatever it takes. To keep up people updated with reports, we're going to talk a little bit later on about being part of the Red Call, where if you're on that list, they will call you and tell you that where the fire
code
is.
Red. Code Red. That's at shascom911.com.
Right.
Excellent. Okay. So while we've got you here, you know, Judy, I'm sure we're going to be covering all things fire, but this is a valuable time to find out from you. In your world, what are the really hot topics that we need to be paying attention to right now?
Well, a couple of things, you know, if you're not impacted by this fire, a lot of people are getting renewals, they're getting non-renewed and all that. We do expect a moratorium probably put on our area very quickly where all insurance companies will start issuing new policies. However, we do have what is called the California Fair Plan, and we can still get policies through them. Now, what is the California Fair Plan? Because everybody goes, what is that? Well, actually, it is an association that all insurance companies, you know, that will pay into it. Okay, so to take care of, especially for in the wildfire areas where no one else. So it's kind of like spreading the risk. Yes, the policy is a little bit higher, but it does cover all perils. It covers loss of use and all that. Now, it covers everything, fire, windstorm, you know, that sort of stuff. But then you have to put another policy with it to cover any perils that happen from the inside out, okay? So just say, hey, I'm frying some chicken. And, you know, I mess up and I burn my fried chicken. And so then, I mean, and I set the house on fire. Well, the California Fair Plan is not going to cover the house. Because I started the fire, burning my fried chicken.
But even if you have like an electrical, you know, if it's an electrical.
If it's on the inside.
From the inside out, that's yours.
That's yours, but, unless you have a differences in coverage policy. And
okay.
It's called a DIC. And so that's why we put them together, so you have a complete homeowner's insurance. Now, we can, even if there is a moratorium, we can still get people those policies, and those are affected within about a day or two, something, you know, just depending on the time frame. But so sometimes, now people who are trying to buy, we've been very busy with people trying to buy new homes because home sales are really escalated right now. And so sometimes if there is a moratorium, we can put people in start them off with a fair plan and then change them out to a regular policy later.
So. All right. So the California Fair Plan, where there's areas that insurance companies would not, I mean, let's just face it. You're living in some areas, they're not going to insure because they've already lost, you know, billions in these areas.
Absolutely.
But now there is a insurance plan that Judy can get you, and that will cover the your property from a threat from the outside. Mm-hmm. However, you have to get another policy, a supplemental policy from the inside out. I can understand
that's the
that.
Basic, yeah, yeah, that's the basic concept
yeah.
of it.
And so now you're covered. And so you're not going to be stuck out there someplace without insurance. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. And I'm bringing them up because of all these firefighters out here, always on the front lines. Well, there's SST Oil right behind them, delivering jet fuel, delivering the diesel, the gas they need to keep their the bulldozers running, the earth moving, the trucks moving, everything that they use to fight a fire. SST Oil is right there running trucks 24 hours a day. Can you imagine this throughout the state? They're running, and especially in the north state, they're running trucks to keep the firefighters, I guess you could say, armed with sufficient fuel, and the planes and the helicopters. SST Oil is been doing this since 1967. They are an integral part of our community. You may not think about it, but you see them all the time. They do a lot for our community. They support our community in like 1,000 different ways. That's SST Oil. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell when we're talking insurance.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, healthcare, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 142-3306.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Be prepared.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, your community radio station. We're going to be on the air continually as long as we need to. We're already setting up shifts here. Linda may not see me again till tomorrow. So anything that I've got on the schedule is being canceled, and we'll
stay here. We're all in this together.
Linda will be in here, too. My staff is already, they're gearing up, and some have left to come back later, our staff. Anyway, but speaking of a staff that's there to help you at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, one of the highest-rated cardiovascular hospitals in the nation and the top 50 by the Watson Health Organization, Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to help you. It's your health, your choice. It should be Shasta Regional Medical Center. And speaking of people that are here to help you, it's Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. It was just, you know, kind of fortuitous in a way that we had you scheduled for today, not knowing, of course, that the Zog fire would be Zog, which is something, Zog, if you look at it up, isn't that like a devil or some kind of ancient bad deity or something? Zog. Anyway, look that up.
I know Gog and Agog are, but I don't know about Zog.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Zog's bad enough. Judy, you were talking about how people, even in the outlying areas, are able to get insurance, but they have to get it. They have to, you know, to call you or other agents to get the care fair.
California Fair Plan.
Fair Plan. Which will protect your house from the outside, and then you have to have one from the inside. What other things are people should people know about, say, their personal possessions? Because they get 15 minutes. They're grabbing papers. They're grabbing, who knows, photos. Some people may not be prepared, though. Everybody's been warned for years now. But they leave everything. What happens then?
Well, okay, that's a very good point. And, you know, as we experienced in the car fire, you know, even though you may have your own personal safe at home, the fires were so intense that some of those, you know, I mean, the stuff inside, the fires were so intense that the stuff melted or, you know, and then
it burnt
like crazy. So one of the things that, you know, that I would highly recommend is have some of your really valuable items like your jewelry or your rifles or guns or anything like that, have them scheduled. And, you know, you with jewelry, you would go and you would get an appraisal. I just had some stuff done at Trade Winds Jewelry. I mean, the people are just wonderful there. You know, Rebecca.
Four Winds Jewelry.
I'm sorry.
But you think of trades when you think of Four Winds. I don't
know.
Yeah.
The Trade Winds.
So, but anyway, so then that item is, it's all identified. You're paying you pay a separate premium for that. But if it were to get burned or something like that, then I would get the full value, that appraised value for that jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Or your guns, too, because the serial number and everything is listed. So otherwise, you're going to get in your insurance policy like a blanket amount for like $1,000 for jewelry or, you know, $500 or so for guns. And so to really have your valuable things, you know, covered, you need to have them itemized and in a separate policy.
Okay.
But you've left everything. You have left everything else there. So that comes under your regular policy. And should you do things like, you know, like you've told us before, photograph everything in the house.
Oh, totally. That's one of the things we highly recommend is take photographs of your items, because pictures speak 1,000 words, and have those photos simply in your safety deposit box if you have one at the bank or at your office or someplace at a different location. You know, give them to a family member outside of your area so that then you have something to really show for it. Whenever you have a total loss, it's going to be whatever your policy limits are. And that's the other thing. A lot of people, we are doing a lot of revaluations of their policies because, you know, property values have gone up and a lot of people are underinsured.
Mm.
And so that's why you really need to look at your policy and say, hey, do I feel comfortable, you know, if I lost everything, if this would, you know, rebuild my house?
Well, you know, that's interesting because I thought that I was overinsured and I'm not.
Yeah.
And maybe we need to go back and look at that again.
Absolutely.
because the housing values have gone up. Mm-hmm. Then it's percentage of the housing value, which is your which is the possessions
right.
inside the house. And the idea that we videoed all the rooms, so mm-hmm. and there's, Linda's got some antiques in there that mm-hmm. we have photos of, and these, so that it's just when you go to the insurance company, instead of saying it's a couch, well, there's $100 couches.
And there's $10,000 couch, believe it or not.
So we've got the $100 couch, but if we had the $10,000 couch, the people would look at, you could at least have something there when you go in.
And it's stressful enough, and may I add that just recently in a conversation, I don't remember who, but it would have been within the last 2 weeks. Remember all the fires that have been going throughout California. It's stressful enough as an individual or a couple or a family. And in this particular case, a wife who was asking her husband about the insurance policy and worried, and what it did come to fruition because they were way underinsured. So to even try to rebuild their house or get some of their stuff back, because let's say that you accumulate things mm-hmm. or you've had gifts or maybe you've purchased a piece of art or you bought that beautiful antique that you've wanted forever and it perishes. Mm-hmm. So if you don't, again, like you say, have an individual writer or you reassess, then you will not get what the value is.
Absolutely. That is so. I even did this for myself. My policy just renewed in September, and I increased my coverages. I did the same thing. I scheduled extra property that I thought, I think I need to do this, and stuff. And so separately, policies are earthquake, and flood. We mm-hmm. don't have, and so I actually took both of those out. Because they're not very expensive, especially up here. But I said, just too many weird things are happening.
You know what?
No, we'll get it.
Is there an insurance policies for toads falling from the sky? How about the Sacramento turning red? What about vipers, that are invading the place? Do we have policies out there that you could cover yourself for these?
Well, I mean, if they do damage to your house, then yes, that would be covered, But it's just weird times.
Now, there's some insurance policies that will... Every year they increase on the value of your property and your home.
That is correct.
But and there's others that don't.
Is that correct? That is totally correct. And that's just you need to review that to see if your policy does carry that, because again, every carrier is a little bit different and each one has their own mm-hmm. little things. So you do need to review that. You need to see if you have replacement costs. But again, our values are going up a little bit faster than inflation around here. So you need
That's
to,
true.
And so you need to look at that value and say, hey, am I comfortable with this?
And Judy, if somebody calls you and asks you for something like this, they can come down and talk to you or one of your people, and you can go through the policy with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to reassure anyone out there who, is evacuating or has evacuated or in worry of evacuating or anything, feel free to give our office a call at 221-0441. Hey, we are here to help in any way we can.
You don't have to, what you're saying is doesn't have to be one of your customers. It's just
no, absolutely. Just, if you've got questions or anything like that, if we don't know the answer, we know where to go for the answer, and we handle many, many companies. But again, if it's not one of ours, we will still help you and we can figure out how to get some answers for you.
Because you're a big part of our community and our community is under attack right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
And I see this during the corona, when this thing first started, banks were helping you. The Cornerstone Community Bank was helping people, not even customers, helping them with that PPP. And this is the kind of community we live in that it doesn't make any difference. You're my customer.
Oh, absolutely. This is what I love about this community. And I'm going on 28 years here. And this is my home, And we are here just as good neighbors in any way we can.
We're dug in. We are dug in.
We are dug in. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Right now, Sleep Number has a new 360 smart bed where you can you can actually create your own personal microclimate. Some people sleep hot, some people sleep cold, and it's a lot of times Linda, sleeps a little cooler than I do. And when I get close to her, I get the pushback because I radiate heat. And
yeah.
So I'm sleeping there with hardly any covers on, and Linda's, bundled up, and I throw covers on top of her, which she loves. And but with this new 360 smart bed, you can kind of make your own microclimate. So so she's warm and I'm cooler here. 75% of us out there don't agree on bedroom temperatures, which should be cooler. However, in our house, we agree that it's the cooler, the better. We were just out at a friend's place up in the mountains, up around Tennant, and it was 32 degrees
at
one night.
Was
that
fabulous.
One night was 32 degrees. The windows were open, and my problem then was I'm too cold, and I was too lazy to get up and put clothes on. I just sat there, and I somehow thought if I wrap myself up even more in the same one blanket, that somehow that'll make me warmer. Yes, Carl was working at a high mental capacity that day. But at Sleep Number, they take care of that for you. So right now you can save up to $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus smart adjustable base plus special financing on all smart beds and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base.
And my Sleep Number setting is 55.
And my Sleep Number setting is 45. Ends Monday. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com, though we do urge you to go down to the Target Shopping Center and shop locally here. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell.
The Second Amendment matters. Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. Recently, the California Rifle and Pistol Association delivered a resolution of support for the Second Amendment to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And as of today, not a single board member has moved this resolution forward. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was ratified in 1791. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
I know that song.
Carl Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning. It's we're here in the middle of the Zog fire, which exploded overnight to 17,000 acres, and we have
15,000.
I'm sorry, 15,000 acres. And Ashley, do you have an update?
Same information as I had about half an hour ago. We are 15,000 acres, 0% containment. Evacuation orders are in place for Muletown Road, all areas of Muletown Road, Diggins Road, everything off of Diggins, all areas south of South Fork Road and Zog Mine Road, south on the Gas Point Corridor, along Gas Point Road to Foster Drive, and Platina Road west to the Tehama County line.
Right now, somebody asked a question. Does that mean the area, it's west of Redding, not West Redding, right?
They are classifying it as West Redding.
That's everything I've seen, too. It says West Redding.
Yeah, the fire lines are 7 miles from our station right now.
7 miles, so Mercy Hospital is not being evacuated, so don't think that. They're 7 miles away on Diggins and
But if Bob were still in Redding,
Milltown.
he would have been evacuated also.
Right. Okay.
Right in that area.
And then excellent mapping source for the fires is Cal Topo, and it is a dot map. So take a look at that, or go to Cal Fires, or believe it or not, Facebook is like minutes. You know, people are out there taking photos. Now you have to also tell yourself though, this is Facebook, and people are sending pictures, and they are not trained in the firefighting, but they can send updates of where the fire is and where the firefighters are at.
So a lot of the law enforcement agencies are both on Facebook and Twitter. Cal Fire is on
true.
Twitter. They're also following the Glass Fire pretty heavily right now, so you'll have to sift through some of that. But Sheriff's Office is another good one.
All those resources, plus we're going to be every hour, at least once an hour, and maybe more depending on how things are. If new reports come out, we will break in on shows and talk about it. Okay, we're here with Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and she's been scheduled for 2 weeks. So this is kind of like, wow. And she's answering questions about, you know, your protection of your personal property, your home, the land around it, the outbuildings and all of this. And we talked about during the break, I asked Judy, I said, my insurance company says is that if all my guns in a safe and papers and all that stuff burnt, they said it would be counted as personal property and covered. But there's a big asterisk there. And that is?
Well, you have to have them scheduled if you want the full value
right.
for those guns. And that's what I was saying. You need to have them scheduled. You need to have an appraisal on them with the serial number.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they can say, yes, this is the value of that. And then they will just, all they will do is they will cut a check then if it's totally burned, you know, totally
right.
lost.
But if
you don't, then it's going to be whatever your policy limits are, which are like, $500 for guns, and so you'll get $500 for all your guns, or, you know, some of them are 1,000, some of them is 500. But so that's why the value of looking at your policy, am I comfortable with these numbers? Am I comfortable with this?
Right.
You know, and we had a lady, and they lived off of O'Shasta, and so she had some family silver, and so we had that scheduled. And so, because everything burned for them. And so wow. It paid whatever that was. So, you know, the cost for a scheduled property does depend on whatever the value is.
Right.
And so it's generally very reasonable.
Yes.
And so, you know, but it's peace of mind. Peace of mind, knowing that you have that covered. And if it is a family item or very valuable to you, then just have the peace of mind and have it covered.
And that should be maybe part of your evacuation plan. You know, that sense that Linda has Christmas ornaments that date back generations, and that's in a box, and that's by the door, and, you know, that would go with us. Along with, I think people also need to have, you know, put as much of, you know, of copies of everything as you can on thumb drives or up in the cloud so that you can pull them down if you lose your computer somehow.
Right.
Too. There's some other things going on, though, in with health insurance that you had mentioned to me that's coming up here pretty soon.
You know, I did, and I thought it would be a good time to talk about, because there's so much in the media, about the Supreme Court hearing on Obamacare on November 10th, okay? And so, you know, what you're getting so much in the media, what does all this mean? And people think, hey, I'm going to lose my insurance and all this other stuff. But basically, the change in the talk, because they say the hearings before the Supreme Court are scheduled to begin on November 10th on whether a change in the tax law makes the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional. Well, that change in the tax law that they're talking about is the mandate to require all Americans to have health insurance. Well, President Trump issued an executive order stating that starting in 2019, Americans would no longer have to pay a tax penalty if they chose not to have health coverage. However, in that sense, if they take away the penalty, then, you know, can the mandate stand on its own to require you to have it? Now, sidebar to that, California issued a state law requiring, starting in 2019, if you did not have health insurance, you would still have to pay the penalty. And so, which can be up to $2,250, family of four, and that would go to the California Franchise Board. Now, they're starting to give a little bit of a subsidy, too, on that, in addition to the federal. So, but let's stick to the federal part.
Okay.
In that sense, and so, you know,
so they're saying is that they're looking at is the mandate?
It's the mandate to require you to have health insurance.
Which you're forcing people, the minute they start breathing, to have insurance.
To have insurance. Now.
And then the big question on that was, is that constitutional?
Is that constitutional? So President Trump could not take away the mandate to require you to have health insurance, but he did take away the federal tax penalty if you choose not to have health insurance. So he's not penalizing if you choose not to have it, okay? So the question before the Supreme Court is that without the federal tax penalty, then is the law still valid? Does the federal government have the power to require you to have health insurance? Now, you think about that. Congress gave us the right to vote, but they cannot require us to vote. They cannot give us a penalty if we don't vote. That's just a right to vote. And so, we don't have to pay a federal penalty, you know. If you don't want coverage, you know. So
if you don't, and what we found, I think what you found and what things I've read is a lot of people, it was cheaper to pay the penalty for, you know, and mainly it's the younger generation because they're young and healthy and nothing's ever going to happen to them.
Right.
They chose not to have it. It was cheaper for them to pay the $600. You know,
whatever their age was,
because otherwise they were going to be paying under the Obamacare plan. Some of them were all of a sudden having to pay $500 a month for insurance.
Absolutely. Now, this is where you'll see a lot in the media saying, well, that means I'm going to lose my health insurance and I have pre-existing conditions and blah, blah, blah. Well, let me assure you that if, you know, President Trump did issue on September 24th one of his executive orders saying that anybody that has a pre-existing condition will get insurance. So he has guaranteed that right. Through his executive orders, he has really transformed the Affordable Care Act in very positive ways. He's really worked on the prescription drugs for seniors, brought in a lot more generics. He's changed a lot with the Medicare billing in a very positive way. A lot in the veterans with.
I tell you what, the veteran, yeah. You know, the new policies he had that he improved on a former policy, mm-hmm. so that now we don't have to send a Korean War veteran or World War II veteran 4 hours to get a 15-minute treatment. We can get it right here in town.
Oh, so. Yeah. I mean, so, and then, so, there's so many things that he has done, and if you do, pull it up online and look at just executive orders on health care. I mean, there's about I think it's like 13 pages mm-hmm. of all the executive orders that he's helped in the health care arena.
So you're saying is, even though that people are afraid if the quote Affordable Care Act goes away, then those people with the pre-existing conditions, which is the way it used to be, mm-hmm. used to be, they would, you know, it would be very difficult for them to get insurance. And now the executive order, does that mean everybody has to, do the companies have to listen to this?
Absolutely. And you know what? We don't have that issue with carriers here at all either, you know, in California. I mean, they all are accepting pre-existing conditions. With group insurance, that's been around for a long, people with pre-existing conditions. And so that's why he wanted people to have the peace of mind. But on the media, all you hear is that he's taken away pre-existing conditions. He's not. I mean, and that's why he says, you know what, I got to clarify this. And that's why he issued his executive order on September the 24th. I am not taking away pre-existing conditions.
Yeah. And that's an important thing.
It's tremendously important.
If you change jobs or, and you need to change your insurance companies, and if you had a pre-existing condition, you had to wait for 6 months or a year. And meanwhile, what did you do? It came out of your pocket.
You did. So there's a lot of things that Congress can do, you know, like making sure people with pre-existing have conditions, you know, have accessibility and affordability. There's things Congress can do.
Which is a simple law.
But, you know, but to mandate everybody has to have it. Again, it's like, you know, your right to vote. Yes, you have the right to vote, but it's up to you. If you want to go vote, not, you shouldn't have to have a penalty for it. You know, so it is your right to have health insurance coverage, but it's not, should be a law that you, you know, have to have it. You know,
and we got to take a break here, but you may be surprised by the fact that people in their 80s, in their late 80s, can get health coverage that is affordable with pre-existing conditions, and you'd be surprised on how, and there's programs out there, how affordable it is.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
And the Zog Fire, we're going to talk more about that when we get back. But that's named after the Zog Mine.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Okay, all it, right.
We'll be right back. I say of course, but I asked. I said, wasn't Zog some kind of...
It's a Zog Mine.
Well, somebody said it was from a comic book. Okay, this is great. General Zog was a bad guy in one of the Superman movies.
Okay.
Got it. Okay, thanks. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up on Saturday, October 3rd. Members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to stay big on plants during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 1423306.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay has two new exhibits opening on Saturday, September 26th. Expedition Earth and Bench Press, Please Be Seated, Please. From interactive exploration around our world to awe-inspiring craftsmanship, these two exhibits have something to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567, and Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to move your dreams forward during all times and all challenges that we face. Three branches, 500 Riverside Way and Red Bluff, 1845 California Street, right down here in downtown Reading, and of course out at the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, locally owned, locally operated, a great bank to do business with. And Linda and I are here with Judy Maxwell, speaking of a great business, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, who is just, it's fortuitous that she was scheduled for today. Now, you've got other things that impact on people and insurance.
I do, and I just would like to give people reminders of some open enrollment dates coming up for our seniors. Their prescription drug plans are going. The open enrollment starts October 15th to December 7th. So, you know, give us your list of prescriptions and all that so we can see which kind of plan will work best for you. The open enrollment for Covered California is now back to their normal open enrollment time period, October 1st for existing people on Covered California, and November 1st through December 15th for new people, want an effective date of January the 1st. I do want to mention that the $600 federal unemployment subsidy that people got does count as income on Covered California, but it does not count as income on your federal tax return. This is all very, very confusing. So people that, you know, if you're on Covered California, you need to have your income reviewed, or you could be stuck with paying a very serious penalty for paying back that subsidy if your income is, you know, changed dramatically.
We're talking the unemployment $600?
The unemployment $600 that people got, you know.
A week.
That's
$2,400 that people may have been on for,
and
what,
they're thinking it's free.
Thinking it's free, but on Covered California, it is counted as income. And that can really, you know, throw your income up too high. And then when you do your tax return, you're going, oh, my gosh, I got to pay all this back. So you need to have this reviewed immediately.
And I guess I'm confused, if you could explain to us just briefly what Covered California is.
Okay. Covered California is is our marketplace that was set up under the Affordable Care Act, and it was, you know, for healthcare exchange. So you can go in, and you, and this is where we went through Cover California to see if you qualified for the federal subsidy. So, even though then, you know, President Trump took away the penalty for not having insurance, you could still get the subsidy, and this can lower your premium. So it's all based on income needs and all that. And so we go through the calculation and through their website to enroll people. Now, with the state also now enforcing, you know, that you have the mandate to have health insurance in the state of California, then they are giving you a penalty if you don't have insurance. And they're also giving you a subsidy as well. So now you have a federal subsidy and a state subsidy. It can help you dramatically for individuals wanting health insurance. So this is all for individual health insurance plans. And so if you don't have a group insurance, then you go through the Covered California and to hopefully get a subsidy. So it can be a benefit, but also it can come around and bite you if you don't have it in check. And your income, if your income goes up, your subsidy goes down, and people underestimated their income, and so now their income has gone up, and when it gets reconciled in the taxes, they're having to pay a great deal back.
Wow.
So that's why those numbers are so important. Have those reviews. There's a lot of moving parts on it, and so you got to be aware of that, or it can really come back and get you whenever you do your tax returns.
Well, thank you for that information.
And because a lot of people were not, you know, that were unemployed, they if you figure that it's $2,400 a month and they were on it, how much money that is, and then it's added, that is income. And that's what Judy's warning people about. You've got to take a look at this, or you may end up paying back thousands of dollars.
Oh, absolutely. It can hit you thousands of dollars, and then people get all upset and mad and stuff like that. So that's why you have to do a review if you have Covered California, and you have to stay on top of this, or it can come back.
We've got like 3 minutes left. So what I know you've got this stuff here. We're going to have to ask Judy if she could come back again. And seriously, you know, when things kind of calm down and come back and talk about the aftermath of Zog Fire, but also all these other things that are happening with the Supreme Court ruling.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else do we have here in the last couple of minutes?
That's mainly, you know, what most people put, not going back to health care dollars and stuff, they're mostly spent on diabetes, heart conditions, COPD, mental health. And many of these costs come from people who have not taken care of preventative care or have not been compliant with health maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know people have great, great insurance, but they're obese, they have diabetes, they have heart issues, and they still eat a Big Mac and fries and milkshake, you know, at lunch, you know. And so, you know, we can't make people go and vote. We can't make people go to doctors and eat healthy and do what they need to do. But what we need to focus on is that we want people who want health insurance and who are and so that we can make policies to where it's affordable and available to all Americans who want it.
Well, I will say thank you for that. And, Judy, I will tell you that once we reissued our life insurance and we updated it, that has given me peace of mind.
Oh, you know, and that's what insurance is. It's about risk management and peace of mind. That's why reviewing your policies, whether it is a life insurance policy, whether it is a homeowner's or auto insurance or health insurance, having the review gives you such peace of mind saying, okay, I've got this now. You know, and I feel comfortable where I'm at. And so just understanding what you have is the key.
Well, I'm sure your phones are going to be lighting up today because people are like, I better look to see how insured am I really today in 2020.
And Judy has offered up her staff and herself.
Absolutely.
And whether you're a customer or not, and you can call her at
221-0441.
Okay.
And, you know, Judy Maxwell means it. She really means everything. You see what you get with Judy, and trust us that we totally recommend Judy Maxwell. So glad to have you here today in these crazy times. 7:59 in the morning, we're going to take a break as we go into our second hour. Hey, we've got an interesting group of people coming on.
We have Sparrow Pictures and Joy Thayer, who's the producer of this film, The Trump I Know, this documentary that is gaining nationwide attention.
Acclaim.
Thank you. And they're going to come on, and they're local people, local kids from the community here, and they're going to come in and talk about the filming and maybe some stories in the background of it.
Can't wait.
So we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It will be their first debate tomorrow night showdown between President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden. The president says his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are assisting him with his debate prep. The president upset with the nature of the attacks on his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
The New York Times said her religion is not consistent with American values. She's Catholic. It covers a lot of people. It's a very disgraceful thing to say.
The president says Republicans are unified and he's optimistic about the nominee's prospects for Senate confirmation. President Trump is disputing a New York Times story. It says he has paid barely any federal income taxes in recent years.
According to the Times, Donald Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and in his first year in the White House. He told reporters the story is not true.
It's total fake news. Made up fake.
The president, who has refused to publicly release his tax returns, insisted that he has paid his share of taxes. He also vowed that information about his taxes will all be revealed, but did not say when. Greg Clugston, Cleveland.
A desperate struggle against wildfires goes on across California. One of those fires forced Pam McGivern to flee her home in St. Helena, about 50 miles north of San Francisco.
When I came out, I just about fell sideways. I could not believe the magnitude of the fire and how quickly it had grown.
She spoke with KGO-TV of firefighting efforts being hampered by hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Wall Street rally rolls on right now. The Dow up 437 points. The NASDAQ better by 120. And the S&P is up 44 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/trial. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/trial. That's bamboohr.com/trial.
Heavy fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijan troops in a region that each country claims as its own. The worst fighting in many years follows many months of escalating tensions.
There was a flare-up just a few months ago in July on the international border, some 100 kilometers away from Nagorno-Karabakh, between Azeri and Armenian military forces. And one of the possible reasons why it's reignited again is because Azerbaijan has repeatedly expressed its frustration with the lack of progress in the international peace talks.
The BBC's Rehan Dimitri. Germany launching a new search for a site to store its most radioactive nuclear waste, eliminating a disputed site in a former salt mine that was earmarked decades ago and has long been the target of protests all around the country. News and analysis at Town Hall. Police put the brakes on a Maryland car rally.
More than 100 people were arrested on criminal and traffic offenses during the unauthorized event where confrontations between participants and police were captured on videos. Police from neighboring jurisdictions had to come and help Ocean police officers with crowd control at the rally. Ocean City Police Chief Ross Bizzurro says rally participants came to the city to, quote, disrupt, destroy, and disrespect our community and our law enforcement officers. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Florida police and campaign officials say President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, has been hospitalized after he had threatened to harm himself. Police officers say they talked Parscale out of his Fort Lauderdale home on Sunday after his wife phoned police to say that he had multiple firearms and had been threatening to harm himself. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 444 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air here at KCNR. Carl and Linda Bott, phone lines here 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda. Today, the 28th of September, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. So, good morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. And yes, we are going to be doing a quick fire update. But first, I'm going to give you a little bit of a forecast. Looks like we're going to have about 100 degrees in our highs today, sunny and high, winds about 10 to 20 miles per hour, overnight lows 63. Tomorrow calls for 98 degrees with an overnight low of 62. Wednesday, 102 with our overnight lows of 66 and sunny. Thursday, 103 with our overnight lows of 62. And as we progress throughout the week, Friday, 100, Saturday 96, Sunday 93. And that's a quick forecast. Of course, we know with all the fires that are happening around us here in Shasta County that we will be having, you know, probably not super clear sunny skies, but that's what we're looking at here. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And now let's go to Ashley to get our fire update.
So I've been keeping a close eye on the Zog fire. That's the one south and west of Redding area in the Igo area. Basically, all of Igo and Ono have been asked to just bolt. It is, as of last update, 15,000 acres, 0% containment. We do have those north winds around 18 miles per hour with a red flag warning. The fire lines, as of what I can find right now, we're looking at heat spots. Those are about 3 hours old, but what I'm looking at has us about 7 miles away from downtown Reading, from the station itself. We do have that red flag warning going until at least 9 p.m. tonight. They may extend that if the winds keep up. That did prompt a few public safety power shutoffs in the area, but I think a lot of those have been waylaid because of the evacuations. There has been one person hospitalized, and I believe they were flown to UC Davis with severe burns. I know there were several people trapped behind fire lines yesterday in just a field with sprinklers running. They've been rescued. They're safe. There are evacuations in place for Muletown Road, everything attached to that, Diggins Way, everything attached to that, South Fork Road and Zog Mine Road, everywhere near those, south along the Gas Point Corridor to Foster Drive, and then Platina Road west until you hit the Tehama County line.
Okay, and the evacuation point on Gas Point Road is the Holiday Mart.
Yes.
There at Gas Point Road. Other things about, we had fires yesterday in Redding out there by Waterworks Park.
Mm-hmm.
Several fires are kind of suspicious out there, but they stopped that one, and a couple, there's one off of down by, I'm trying to think of the name of
there
it.
There was one by Rayleigh's, yeah.
Yeah, Rayleigh's, and they got that one under control really quick. So we're having a number of fires like that, but the large one, of course, is Zog. Today with us are Joy and Matt Thayer from Spiral Pictures. And, you know, they've been on our show several times, and because they are a production company here. But they've put together, I guess, is it a documentary?
Documentary.
Well, good morning and welcome
and
to the
morning.
Show this
yeah.
morning.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For coming
and,
in.
And it's called The Trump I Know. And, I mean, that in itself, from is quite an intriguing title, The Trump That I Know. But from Spiral Pictures, which is from a small, a relatively small area of called Redding, California, is even makes it even more, what can I say, outstanding. So before we start, tell us who you all are and about Spiral's Pictures in case people don't really know.
Yeah, well, I'm Joy Thayer, and I am the executive producer of Spiral Pictures, and I'm the producer on the Trump I Know documentary. I actually was born in Weaverville, never lived there. Lived in a smaller little town called Hay Fork for
we know it well.
A good
you're from Hay Fork.
Portion of
yep.
my boom, boom. Younger life.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom Productions
yeah.
over there. And then my parents moved around quite a bit, and I've now been in Reading for almost 22 years and decided that I wanted to pursue my passions of media and filmmaking from this area. And so we travel around, and we've been doing this for a bit now.
Okay. And Matt?
Well, that sounds concise. Okay,
you've
Matt.
Probably, you've probably been asked that a lot lately.
Yeah, so.
So, Matt.
So, I moved here in 2006 and met this beautiful woman and decided to stay. And
where were you from?
From Montana.
Okay.
And so, and then just decided that I wanted to direct films. Had always loved animation and storytelling and things like that. Never really saw myself in live production, but decided to go ahead and start doing that and started using our kids for acting because they were cheap. And
you just had to feed them.
Right, exactly. And we ended up winning the Sundial Film Festival in 2013. And then that kind of launched us in the local area. And then we continued to make short films, started getting into a lot of commercials. We've done the commercials for Shasta Regional Medical Center and for Wind River and
Wonderful.
Mortgage Mat. And so and then we developed a relationship with Daryl Lefevre.
Daryl, by the way, is on the phone. We'll get to Daryl in just a second.
And unfortunately, he couldn't be here live because he lives on Diggins.
Yeah.
So.
And so he's evacuated.
Yeah.
And,
gosh.
We'll get an
yeah.
update from him, too,
yeah.
on that one.
But we met Daryl about 5 years ago and developed just a friendship with him. And then we're invited to work on a couple of his other productions. And then when this one came up, he called us and asked us if we would like to ask me if I'd like to direct this and if Joy would like to produce
this
it.
This is wonderful.
And kind of went from there. So
We'd love to hear the impetus of, you know, okay, well, this is what we're going to write this. We're going to do this documentary or film. Can't wait to hear all about it. But let's go to the phones and say good morning to Daryl. We're sorry about your evacuation. Welcome to our show. And thanks for being here.
Daryl Lefevre. Good morning, Daryl.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Sorry I couldn't be there live. Joy called me, and I was like, well, this morning was a little bit hectic when the police, you know, come knocking on the door and start attacking your house until you get out. So, I mean, obviously we knew there was a fire in the area. So I live out towards
I hope everything
there,
is.
So,
hope
yeah,
everything's
I think
okay.
it's going to be okay. You know, yeah, I think it's going to be okay. But it's just, you know, when you can see the flames from your driveway, it does get a little eerie. So, as we all know, we're all familiar with it. So. But yeah, I think we're going to be fine. So I'm at a friend's house in town, and but I haven't even had to take a shower or anything yet. So thought it might be better if I did it over the phone.
Well, you know, especially if you know you're smoky smelling and all this. But hey, Daryl, tell us a little bit about Daryl Lefevre.
Well, I actually grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and right after I got married, a friend of mine said, you know, what would you do if you could do anything? And nobody ever asked me that before. And I said, well, I'd make movies. Who wouldn't? So he said, why don't you? So I said, okay. So ended up moving to Los Angeles and lived there for 20 years. And then 5 years ago, we made our way up to Reading. So we've been locals here since 2015. And yeah, built a house and planted roots and started making friends. And Matt and Joy were one of the first friends that we made here because people connected us because they knew I was in film and knew they were in film. And so connected us up. And then, and then when this all came about, it was the first person I called.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see how we do this. We're going to take an early break so we can come back and get the whole behind-the-scenes story about how a small group of people from a small area have got one of the most talked-about documentaries in the nation, The Trump I Know, and what brought it about, and where we are now. We had, in fact, we almost had to have you all on today because you're leaving town tomorrow for the grand premiere back in D.C., but we'll talk about that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Grant and Mike Hubert. He's been doing this for 16 years. And I tell you what, if you Mike can make your home even more beautiful than it is. He's got great ideas. He works in granite. And we gave him, like, free reign to our kitchen, well, to our house, really, because we left for 4 days. We came back. It was absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Mike Huber, Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised, because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 1423306.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And good morning and welcome back to the morning show of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, and we will be giving you the latest in our fire updates. Right now we have some wonderful guests in the studios, and we want to get right to it before they go to their world premiere happening at the Trump Towers in New York. I think tomorrow or this weekend. It's coming up soon, but we'll get that latest information.
That.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been with us since the day we opened the station. And I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He is not going to take any chances for the safety of your family. He's going to make sure that everything he does is quality, and he guarantees it for life, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length. Give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. We're here with Joy and Matt Thayer. Joy was the producer, and Matt was the writer-director. And Daryl Lefevre, who's the executive director for this little film called The Trump I Know. Which is a documentary.
A positive portrait of our president.
Well, about the family, because what do you really know about the Trump family? As it says, we know more about the royal family than we do really about the Trump family. So, how did this come about?
Well, Daryl, you want to take that one?
Daryl.
Okay,
yeah,
Daryl.
This is Daryl. So my producing partner, Joe Knopp, we've been friends for 35 years. I was his youth leader in church when he was 9 years old, so... So that tells you how old I am.
That's a long time.
But yes, it's a long time, and I'm older than him. So, because I was his leader. So, anyway, he on our last film, which was called Unplanned, he was in D.C. a lot marketing the film, and he showed it to Mike Pence, who loved it, and then he said, "You got to meet Laura Trump." So it was Mike Pence introduced Joe to Laura, and they just kind of struck up a friendship. And really the way it came about was, Joe got to know Eric and Laura, and Joe was scrolling through his Instagram feed and came across a photo of Laura and Eric with their dog, and Joe's daughter said, "Who's that?" And it dawned on Joe that his own kids don't know who the first family is. And how outrageous is that? You know, they know who Prince William is, they know who Prince Harry is, they know all that, but they don't know who our own first family. And I even had to, when we started doing this, Joe said, "Oh, well, we're going to, reach out to Laura first." I had to say to my wife, "Which one is Laura married to? Like, is it Don, or I think there's another one, right?" Like, I didn't even know, of course my wife did, but I didn't know all the family members. And, so we started with Laura, and it just kept going. I mean, people just kept saying, "Oh, well, you got to meet this person." And we would literally be in the White House, and Joe would get a text and say, "Hey, you're at the White House. You got to go interview Alyssa Farrar. You got to go interview Brooke Wallins. You got to do this." So, so really, it was just completely through relationships that we just kept finding more and more women that said, "No, I want to speak out on this issue." So that's really how it came about.
Okay. So, it started then, and then so it must be a ton of paperwork, or was there?
No, for sure. With each person individually, because we were using we shoot inside the Women for Trump bus and stuff, but it's all independently funded. Like it's all the funding, actually most of it came out of Reading, actually, but it's all independently funded, so we didn't take any money from the campaign to produce the project. But we did have to get permission from everyone, obviously, to film them and to use their name and likeness and all those kinds of things. And to use the logo of Women for Trump on the Women for Trump bus. And because we toured with them in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and we filmed in Florida and Virginia and, New York and all over. That was the first phase, was to get people's permission. But then the cameras just started rolling.
Okay.
As far as I understand, I think we had pretty unprecedented access. I don't know if another film crew has actually been given the kind of access that we had.
And did you ever feel like you were being guided on this? Or you were the writer, so did you have an idea before you started about what you wanted to do? Or is this going to be like most documentaries? You're kind of like, okay, this is happening.
I told the crew first off, I said, "This is going to be like a wildlife documentary." Well, is the pride moving? It's like
the pride's moving.
Yeah, it's like where are we going to go? What are we going to capture? And you always walk in with a certain idea of what you want to do. It's a little bit more conceptual and kind of ideas. And what I was really fascinated by with this was just the perception that we have as people of this man. And when we strip away the legend, we strip away the name, we strip away the brand, he really is a person, and he has a family. And so trying to get to that was the most interesting thing for me, as a director, writer, as a storyteller. And then, as Daryl said, you know, we met this person and then we met that person and this person opened up the door to that person and then we were given access to the bus. And, you know, so you walk in with a certain amount of ideas. And I think I rewrote the ending like 8 times. But eventually, you know, you finally get all of the footage that you have and you're like, all right, what are we going to do with this? And, I had an amazing editor and, Joe, some of his story actually makes his way into the film. And so the film really is the story. It's kind of partially the story about making the film and a little bit of Joe's journeys in there. We kind of did something similar to what we did with Stronger Than Car. I don't know if you remember seeing that film, but, you know, where...
great film.
Yeah, so where the director, you know, drove into town, which was really the true story of him arriving on the night of the fire and then... you know, kind of wove his story into it. So it's a similar approach with this. And so you just kind of, you know, you write and rewrite and write again, and you're, you know, just sitting with the editor trying to figure out what works.
Well, I know the baby's been born, and you're going to be, you know, showing it to the world. But, you know, I always think as you're talking about in your writing process, and, you know, for many of us, conservatives, we're like, have you ever in your lifetime experienced one man that everywhere you turn, you're almost like living in a tunnel because it's bash, 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 slash, slash. It's so negative, and it's harmful in many ways. It's harmful for your psyche and your energy to move forward with positive thinking about we should respect as the President of the United States. It's a sacred position. In some ways. What do you think in your writing of this and your experience of this, and we'll also ask Joy as well as Daryl, at the end of all of this, what was your big takeaway?
Well, I've been asked that a lot, and my biggest takeaway was the closer that you got to the president, the more authentic people became, the more genuine people became. Laura and Eric Trump they're just the most genuine, authentic people. They invite us into their home. Laura's like, oh, there's the pantry. Grab some snacks. And, you know,
what kind of snacks do they have in there? No, really. What kind of snacks does Laura Trump have in her pantry?
I think they had, like, kid snacks. Like,
yeah. Okay. Well, they got a bunch.
Goldfish.
Right. Okay, good. So, it's good to know.
Yeah,
it's good to know that they don't have, like, you know, foie gras or something in there. No, it's goldfish for the kids.
Their kids, you know, their kids eat broccoli a lot, you know, which is great. But they were just amazing. And Matt and Mercedes Schlapp, who Mercedes is senior advisor for the Trump campaign, also worked at the White House. Matt Schlapp, he is the chairman of the American Conservative Union, so CPAC and stuff like that. And they invited us in. They got 5 girls and 2 dogs. And we just, you know, they had, 10 people in our crew? And we sit around the kitchen, around their island, eating pizza, you know, and salad. And they just ordered pizza for everybody. And we just swapped stories. And they're just amazing people like you would hang out with, you know.
You know, but what you said was interesting, that the closer you got to Trump, the more authentic people became, as opposed to the ones that are in support that they're, you know, in the outer rings are probably fighting to get to the inner ring, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But that, but it's good to see that, you know, there are people like us. And that one part where Donald Trump, the President of the United States, came into the where you were filming, tell people about that.
Well, he came in, and we were expecting about 45 minutes with him. That was, you know, the plan. And unfortunately, something happened. We don't know what happened. I have my surmisings, but Mike Pompeo kind of came into the West Wing pretty quickly, so I don't know what's going on. But but something shifted, and all of a sudden we had 8 minutes with him, and that was it. And so we had a very, you know, rushed interview, but it was a great little interview, and it's actually in the documentary. But when he walked in, he was like, well, what are we doing? And we're like, well, we're going to sit over here. And he's like, oh, I got to tie my shoe. And he gets, you know, he ties his shoe and, you know, and takes a swig of water. And, you know, he was just very gracious. Even in the middle of, you could tell something else was on his mind. He really pulled himself together and gave us what attention he could give us for the time that he could give us, and listened and gave us some great answers. He's he's the type of person that you don't get any kind of insecurity off of. Like, when he walks in the room, there's no insecurity on the man.
He's a very positive.
He's a very positive, confident person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always heard that the true meaning of meekness is that you know who you are in the room. You don't think any less of yourself, and you don't think any more of yourself. And that's who he is. And you can sense that when you're with him. He's not posturing. He's not posing. He's not acting like makes him more important than he is. He realizes who he is, and he makes decisions from that place.
That's very interesting. Okay, we're here with Joy and Matt Thayer and Daryl LaFever, who did this documentary called The Trump I Know. And this is getting worldwide note and acclaim from it. And we're going to talk about the world premiere really right here in Reading over the weekend, but now they're heading back east to is it Washington D.C.?
Yep, we'll be at the Trump Hotel on October 1st in Washington D.C.
And we're going to tell you how you can see that,
right?
And you know or at least the red carpet part in this,
and see the documentary for a special fee, and we'll find out after the break how we do that. Where we go, because I know Carl and I for sure are going to be on that list.
Even though we wanted to be at the Saturday one, but we were up in the mountains.
We were
off grid. 32 degrees.
I know.
And came back.
We're sorry we missed it, but we won't miss it.
96 and there was a fire.
More on this when we get back.
We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is a special guest. We're going to get right to it. We've got
Joy and Matt Thayer. Joy was the producer, and Matt was the writer-director, and then Daryl Lefevre on the phone, executive director, and Daryl is not with us because he lives out on Diggins Road, and so he was evacuated.
But Daryl's on the phone. We'll get to you in a minute.
You know, Daryl, I hope you get back in there. I hope you're home safe. We pray for you there for that. Are you still there?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll get to you in a second. But the Trump I Know is a new documentary that is going to – it says new documentary counters anti-Trump projects. The couple that are with us this morning just recently finished this film. They said 3 months, and it usually takes 18 months. So it was like a mega speed, but very successful. Of course, the world premiere was this weekend, Saturday. You're going to be leaving actually this afternoon on your trek back to Washington, D.C., New York, where you're going to be at the Trump Towers.
That's going to be in D.C.
It's going to be in D.C.
Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And then you're going to be showing that. So let's talk with Joy about what the experience has been like for you, because we talked at the break about so many things that we hear as women conservatives. You've got to be kidding me. You would vote for Trump. He's disgusting. On and on. But through this project, what have you heard? The opposite. You've experienced the opposite. There's a buzz going around. Women for Trump.
Yeah. So I actually did not vote for Trump this last go around. Didn't vote for Hillary either, but I think there was a lot of those same conversations that we're having is, you know, he's a misogynist, he's a sexist, he's all of these different things. And I didn't know enough about who he was to feel confident to vote for him. And this time when Matt became a Trump fan, and we had some internal tensions at home and everything. And then we got asked to do this project, and I said, you know what, I'm really curious who he is, finding out firsthand what people's experiences are. And went into it with an open mind and said, okay, I'm going to ask these women hard questions and stuff. And the more we were on this journey, I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. He really is an amazing father. You look at his 5 children from 3 different women. So, yep,
He has a past.
He has a past.
Don't we all?
But that's the thing, don't we all? And he loves his family so well. And that goes into he loves this country so well. And the policies that he's putting in place that help minorities, that help freedom, and help freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all that kind of stuff. I'm like, this makes so much sense for me as a woman. These are values I hold true, that I want to take care of the people that I love. And I want to protect our freedoms in America, and he's just doing that really, really well. All of the women that have surrounded him, I think we did 35 interviews, and about 31 of those were women. The Women for Trump bus tour, you would find women of all races, from all different backgrounds, that are out there yelling in support of President Trump because they know that he's put in policies in place that protect family values, that protect things that we agree with. I think that it was incredibly eye-opening for me to get to know how generous he is with his time. With even like Matt was saying earlier, he was so present coming into the room, and he's got other things that are on his mind because he's doing a job, and yet he sat there, answered questions, and that's what he does. That's who he is. And so I think it was a great experience. I also had discovered how much negative coverage is out there against him. And like you were saying earlier, if that's all you're hearing, well, of course you're going to believe it. You hear it, you hear it, you hear it. And it's hard to combat those. And you don't know the truth. You don't know anything else. And a lot of times you just read headlines. You didn't even read the article, and they took the headline out of context, and they use that. And so for us already with the film, people are going, oh, well, you know, I'm not even going to watch it. It's propaganda. And you're going, well, you don't even know what it's about. And they're already misjudging the film. And for me, listening to people say that and going, I'm watching the media overall promote propaganda, and that just grieves my heart. So this has been a wonderful experience for me to be a part of.
So we're taking somebody that didn't vote for Trump,
mm-hmm.
nor Clinton, and mm-hmm. I can understand that. Mm-hmm. I can understand that. But you have, I guess, kind of changed your mind since
yeah.
after this, after seeing the inner workings of this family and what they stand for.
Is there one story before we get to Lefevre? Is there one story in your that sticks out to you that was like? Oprah used to say the aha or the shining moment that just blew you away. What if you could just isolate one incident?
I think that I don't know if the incident was. I think it was a realization that he. What makes people a little bit put off by him is that comes off somewhat abrasive. And he's uncomfortable. What I discovered in that is he is authentic, and he tells the truth. And I've experienced people where they're very charismatic, they're very nice, they say all the right things, and they put on this great show, and they have this wonderful smile. But what they don't do is they don't show up behind the scenes. And I think it's who you are all the time that really matters. And I think the thing about him is he's over there going, I'm going to do this, and he does it. And if you actually look at that track record, and we interviewed Gail Wilson for Black Lives for Trump, and that was probably Black Voices for Trump. And I think that was my favorite interview, because she said within 3 months of being in office, Trump was already doing stuff that was making a difference in black communities. And she just started listing them off. He didn't wait and do it as a publicity stunt or something like that. He was doing it because he's like, this is important. These should have been addressed a long time ago. Somebody should have done these things, and he got it done. So I think that was the biggest thing for me, is my takeaway was going, oh, he does what he says he's going to do. Whether I care always about how he says it or whatever, I don't know. But I think that he really is making a difference for the American lives.
And Daryl, what about you? I mean, you've been, of course, instrumental in this. You're the executive director. What was your biggest takeaway?
I think one thing that people kept saying over and over again was, you know, he didn't have to take this job. And when you think about it, like, logically, we all know this, but, you know, if you just kind of think about it, but he's probably going to be the first president that actually has less money after he serves his term than when he started, right? Like, he set his businesses aside, and he's donated all of his salary to, you know, national parks and different things for the country. So he already had fame, right? He already had, wealth. He already had all these things. Like, he didn't take this job because he wanted to have a better airplane, right? Like he already had all those things. And it was consistent with all the women that if you think about that, if you think about, you know, the abuse that he takes every day, right, from the media and from the other side, and he didn't need this job. He did it because he loves the country. Like, that takeaway was just over and over again. They just kept saying, like, just look at what he's doing and look at where he came from, and that'll just give you a little glimpse of, like, who he is. So I really valued that. And also Paula White talking about his faith. So that was kind of a really interesting thing too. So that's all in the movie. So.
Well, you know, I can't wait to when this happens, and after we come back from this break, we're going to talk about how you can see this movie, how you can watch the red carpet area, the
interviews as
the
people
interviews
come in to
of the people in it,
view the film.
Yeah, and but we're going to take a quick break right now.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, healthcare, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district. And not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz, the State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2, HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2, HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2, HICAP services for more information, 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Prefire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:46 in the morning. Linda and I are here with Joy and Matt Thayer from the film The Trump I Know, which is, well, it's a documentary. Joy was producer, and Matt was the writer-director, and Daryl Lefevre's on the phone, and I couldn't make it here today because he was evacuating from Dickens Road, but he is the executive director, and welcome to all of you all here. I guess Tehama County has just gotten some evacuations. Is that true?
Yeah. So there are more evacuations that have been issued as of 8 o'clock. Highway 36 at Bowman and west to the Shasta County line. Highway 36 at Cannon and West, and Cannon Road at Ranch West. All of that stuff, get out of there. We have got some clearer hotspot information, and that puts the cemetery just outside the fire lines.
Okay.
So there is hope.
Okay, good. Now, people have been listening to us and the incredible experience you had. So how can they see the documentary?
Well, Daryl, you want to take that one?
Sorry, I was getting away from a noisy dog, and I put it on mute, and when I put it back up again, so sorry. You can ask that again.
Okay, so could you tell, share with our listeners, Daryl, executive producer for The Trump I Know. October. When is the date that we can watch it online, where we can watch the red carpet and then see the documentary itself? There's a small fee, but how do we go about doing that?
Right. So it starts October 1, and that is the night of the red carpet. And Joy's actually going to be the host of the red carpet. So Joy will be interviewing everybody as they come through, and particularly the women that are in it, probably some other people as well. There's a lot of people going to be invited to that event. And it's going to be at the Trump International Hotel in D.C., which is a beautiful building. So that starts on Thursday, and that's also when you can start streaming the film. But if you pre-order now, then you get access to that red carpet. So if you go to thetrumpiknow.com, which is the name of the film, thetrumpiknow.com, You can pre-order, and then that gives you access to watch Joy on the red carpet with all the women, and then just watch the film immediately after. And then it's available. Then essentially you own the film. You can watch it again and again, and you can then also order it, you know, in perpetuity. You know, like the site will be up, and you just continue to go to thetrumpinow.com and order the film. But you won't have access to the red carpet at that,
right,
point. But, yeah.
Now, Joy, who do you expect? I mean, do we know who's going to be coming down the red carpet yet?
Well, I don't 100% know all of the guests that are going to be there, but we know that Laura and Eric will be there, and we know that there's going to be many of the women that are in the documentary. We had filmed Kimberly Guilfoyle. We filmed Kellyanne Conway. We had filmed
Katrina Pearson,
Mercedes Schlapp, Brooke Rollins,
Kaylee McEnany.
So we expect to have several amazing guests attending the event.
Wow. Okay. Those are some strong women.
Yeah.
I mean, incredibly strong women. And, you know, and this is the thing that, you know, Linda, you brought it up, is that you hear about all the, you know, the horrible things that, you know, Trump does to women, yet you wouldn't have such a cross-section of America support him and support him the way you say. Without there being something there. So this is an opportunity to kind of get, this is behind the scenes. This is totally behind the scenes. It isn't a soundbite. It's a documentary that lets people speak. You know, our show here gives an hour to let people expand on their views as opposed to a 30-second soundbite. And there's a lot of times there's a big difference there.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
And that was one of the things, one of the approaches that we decided on. My director of photography and Daryl and I, we were working on what we wanted to do. And, you know, we really put ourselves in some situations where the camera's pretty shaky. You're on a bus, but there's only one camera. And some of the other places where it's like you, and those in the film world know that you can't cut away at that point. You know, there's not really any way to cover up a mistake or cover up anything. And so we really wanted to, you'll notice in the documentary, there's some places where it's like we just have some really great long spots where there's no B-roll. It's just somebody talking and telling the story. And it's really, really compelling because that's exactly the point was it's like, you know, and we even address this in the film. It's like we see in part, we hear in part.
Hmm.
But we make these judgments based off of these little windows that we think we see into people's lives, but yet we aren't curious to know what's going on behind the scenes. And so that was what our hope was, is that, you know, we're going to go in behind the scenes and we're going to get some longer stories. We're going to get some people that actually have firsthand knowledge and experience with the president. And mostly women. And I would encourage anybody before you pass judgment, you know, on the project. We had a couple of very outspoken liberals at the event on Saturday, and all of them said that it was a really compelling approach. And they didn't pan it overall. They were like, you know what, you actually told another side of the story that we haven't heard.
Well, see, that's intelligent. Because we should be able to sit at a table, and I need to hear what your thoughts. That's respect. That's just, you know, let's maybe agree to disagree, but your views are valid. To shut somebody off and say that's absolutely, you know, whatever it is what's happening, I think, in our country right now. So this is good. This is good juju.
And the other thing is, real quick, is that it is a story, and I'm big on story. It's not just a documentary where you're just getting information and, you know, blah blah blah. People say it moves. It's a story. You feel like you're taken on a journey, and so I'm really proud of that fact that people are getting that. And so, you know, even if you don't like documentaries,
I got a feeling this is not like your typical documentary.
No,
you started off the show with the comment. It's kind of like when you're on when you're out in the wilds of on the Serengeti Plains, you're just going with it because you're there warts and all to watch what happens, and you can't interfere with it. And so I find that really interesting. In the Marine Corps, we used to say, your career is based on 5 minutes. if somebody had come 5 minutes earlier or 5 minutes later, you'd be out of there. But they came at the right 5 minutes. So you were there at the right 5 minutes, but you were able to show much beyond the 5 minutes. So, you know, you didn't get hit with the, you know, the headline that says this. And because you're absolutely right. People see the headlines that could be drawn incorrectly out of an article, and that's all they see. So here you're going to say, well, I didn't know that, or that's not what I heard. So, and I think that's important.
The TrumpIKnow.com, I've just gone online, and we're going to pre-order so we can see
Joy,
the lovely Joy. And not only that, but just to see the Trump I Know. Many of you are listening. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there's an area here where you can buy a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Great to purchase a DVD mm-hmm. and maybe sit with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
If you're conservative and there, you have a girlfriend or family that's not, you know, you fight about it, it's like, give me an hour and a half of your time. It's not that I'm trying to convert you. It's just I want you to hear how these women
mm-hmm.
view this differently.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just think that's a great idea for a stocking stuffer at Christmas time or open a conversation. And when will those DVDs be available?
Daryl, I believe they're shipping out on the 1st. Yes.
Hello, Daryl.
Oh, he muted.
Yep, that's the plan.
Okay,
okay, Daryl's pushing the dog
away.
Well,
you know, he's been evacuated.
Yep.
There's mayhem.
Yeah,
that's called stuff. Focus. When
right.
you just had to leave your house, you got a barking dog. God only knows the moving parts going on in his life, but he's here to talk about the film. That is complete focus.
So we hope that the documentary will be an encouragement to those that support the president. That it will open the eyes, potentially, you know, to those that are open to listening. Some people are even talking about the potential of ordering the DVD from the standpoint of, you know, because we have COVID and all of the other stuff that's going on. It's really taking a different approach to how we're going out and, you know, necessarily, like, if you're a supporter and you want to go out and knock on doors or whatever, you know, this is another option for you. If you want to, you know, grab a DVD and sit down with somebody and show them the film or show several people in your living room, it's an opportunity to you know, take a different approach that way as well. So,
well, we've got Daryl.
I was just going to say, you can even gift it digitally, too. So if you go to the website, you can hit the, you know, give us a gift. Or gift the film, and you can buy codes, like, and then you just give the code to somebody and say, hey, go to thetrumpiknow.com and here's your code, and you can watch the movie for free. You know, like you would buy it as a gift for them. So you could buy it for all your employees or buy it for all your friends and neighbors or whatever. So there you go.
Gift the film. I like that too. You know, how do people get the Trump I Know? Let's go over that one more time for everybody.
Yeah, so you'd go to thetrumpiknow.com, and if you're not quite clear, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and there's going to be more information out there, but thetrumpiknow.com is the best way to get it right now.
Okay, and okay, with what's next on the horizon? I mean, this is pretty big, so what are you thinking about next, you know, Daryl and Matt and Joy?
Well, Daryl, what do you got going on?
Yeah, I've got a few things brewing. There's actually a script that Matt wrote with a friend, and that I read that I'd love to shoot it here in Reading if we can you know, raise the funds for that. But that's a fun family movie. It's nothing controversial. It's
completely
a fun
different
film.
Yeah,
yeah. And then Matt has some other ideas brewing as well.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for joining us, all of you, this morning. And
taking
our
the time, because you all are on a fast track right now trying to get back back to D.C., but you're dropping the kids off.
Like we said, I mean, this was, you know, 80% of the funds came from Shasta County. Most of the crew was here. We did all the post and production, the editing here and everything else. And so this is really a homegrown project. And so we're excited to share it with the community, so we wouldn't have missed this.
Oh, wonderful. Great. And, Daryl, our prayers are with you and your family. We hope you'll get back into your home and that it's, you know, free from fire damage.
Hey, Daryl, are you going back, too?
To Washington?
I'm going to D.C. as well.
Yeah.
I packed up my suit when we left the house.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have my clothes, and I packed a tie, and we'll be ready to go.
Hey, hon, just take care of the house and everything. Yeah, hey, hon, just take care of the house and the fire.
She's coming with me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is really a big deal, and we really appreciate you taking your time to be with us here before you leave in this whole, I know your launch was on Saturday, but... You know, nationwide for the big launch, and we really appreciate all of you being here today. Thank you so much. And again, the TrumpIKnow.com. Get your $14.95, push the button, and you know that you're going to be able to see it. Buy some DVDs, share it, and we're excited about it for you guys. Thank you.
Joy Thayer, who is the producer, Matt Thayer, the writer director, and Daryl Lefevre, the executive producer. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we're looking at Avon Humane coming in because they're going to have a lot of information about all the animals that are being evacuated and what their plans are since it's so close, as we said. After the news, we will come back with an extended fire update from our producer. Everybody remember, it's good guys against bad guys. Which are